Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here as always with my co-host, Donna Lee.
Hello, I'm ebullient. I learned that word from you.
That's a throwback from a previous episode. Excellent. Excellent.
Memory. Hashtag good memory.
I'm a board-certified urologist. My name really is Dr. Mystery, M-I-S-T-R-Y. Mm-hmm. We started a practice in 2007 here in Austin, first in Round Rock and now all throughout the city, called NAU Urology Specialists. We are a special brand of urologic care. I like to think that we provide more holistic care. We really think about what is the next step to your urologic and whole body care, and just absolutely love bringing you this show. Enjoy our listenership and the great following that we've built around town, Donna.
I know we are famous in our own minds, and that's kind of cool.
That's right. You know, it'd be nice if there was an award show for self-produced radio content.
Well, we do have awards. Doesn't that count?
Yes, they're self-provided. But you know what? You know, it's called self-love.
It is.
And if you don't love yourself, nobody's going to love you.
That's right. We've seen several billboards around town that say, award-winning neighborhood. And I'm like, who gave them that award?
They did. They got the same award. So. Our practice is all throughout town, as I mentioned. We have four physicians. We have five physician assistant and nurse practitioners. We have two pelvic floor physical therapists. We really focus a lot on making sure that your sleep patterns are normal. We make sure that your nutrition is optimized. And we even have sex therapy for those sexual issues and really personal issues that may have a strong medical impact, but something that isn't purely physiological.
That's right. We have a new friend, Sally, who actually reached out to us to get the sex therapy information for someone she knows. So I thought that was interesting, because where else do you turn if you don't know, if you're new to Austin, you don't know where to get help?
It reminds me of a very interesting lesson that I learned years ago when I went to speak to the Austin Area Family Therapist Association about sex therapy. And I asked a question, which was, how many of you talk about sexual issues as part of your family therapy counseling? And it wasn't very many. And that surprised me, because in our minds, sexual issues make up a big part of what, you know, may cause strife in a couple's relationship. But if you're not trained to talk about it, or you don't know how to bring it up, or if you don't want to really bring it up, or if it's this really sensitive topic that you think is going to be a trigger for a couple, you may not bring it up. Mm-hmm. And so if you have issues that are predominantly sexual, now we've had couples in the past that had problems with, you know, different kind of sadomasochism rites. We had different, you know, a lot of people with different varying levels of libido or sex drive, boundary issues, things of that nature. Oh. And then more increasingly now is going to be pornography addiction. The addiction and wide availability of pornography has created it so that, you know, many people, men in particular, have difficulty enjoying intimacy with a real person.
And the pandemic didn't help anything, like I'm sure. we can blame COVID on that.
And virtual reality.
Oh, that's right. We got one of those.
Good job, Michael.
Not the porn part, but we we got that Oculus toy. That's fun.
Well, at least he's not going to be pawing at you anymore.
Thank God.
your questions and your participation on the show is really important to us, and we love seeing you as a patient. Donna, how do people see us as a patient?
Y'all can call us at 512-238-0762 to make an appointment during the week, Monday through Friday. You can also reach out to us through our website, which is armormenshealth.com, and you can send your questions to armormenshealth@gmail.com. That's armormenshealth@gmail.com. We will take your questions, and we will answer them anonymously, and we have some.
Excellent. Donna, why don't you hit us up with a question?
This particular one is from last week. You listened to the show over the weekend. Dr. Mystery, I've listened to several of your podcasts and like your holistic approach to men's health issues. I have struggled with ED and sexual desire off and on for several years. My PCP, primary care physician, says my testosterone is normal. Do you know any providers in the Dallas area who have a similar approach to yours? But I know the answer might be no, but I thought we could talk about his sexual desire and his testosterone being normal. Or do you have a friend like you in Dallas, Dr. Mystery?
There ain't nobody like me. So that raised four interesting things. The first one I'll say that's easy is that you call us. If you have a primary care physician, we'll just take care of you by telehealth. As long as you're a Texas resident, my medical license covers it. And we can certainly take care of so many of your different issues, at least give you guidance that you can kind of follow through. Mm-hmm. Number two is we work frequently with primary care physicians in other localities and make sure that they kind of institute whatever program we have, because they're interested in doing what's best for you as well. And if we can give them the guidance and you agree to it, then that can be a way that you can get what you need and not have to come see us here in Austin. And then this question of the chicken and egg phenomenon of low libido versus erectile dysfunction.
Right.
And I've said it on the show, I don't play golf.
Mm-hmm. You're a terrible golfer.
I'm a terrible golfer. I slice it. I don't know what I'm doing out there. So my desire...
whacking balls.
I'm just whacking balls, okay? So my desire to play golf is zero. If I could take a pill today that would make it so I could hit the golf ball straight and I would love golf...
to enhance your game.
And I would hit my putts in, whatever else they do.
Oh, you don't even know the word.
You know what I'm saying?
Is that right?
That's right.
If I could hit my putts in.
I think that from a vernacular standpoint is accurate.
I don't know.
And so I think that I'm telling you that if I could take a pill that would make me play really good golf, right, I'd want to play golf all the time. I have no doubt about
You'd
that.
You'd be a pill-popping golf player.
That's right. And so that's what it comes down to, sex. If your desire to have sex is low, mm-hmm, because your ability to get and maintain an erection is low, then I think that there is an understanding that the erectile dysfunction preceded the low desire. But other men, they're the other way. Their low sexual desire causes them to have poor sexual performance. Mm-hmm. Things that we do to enhance desire, you hit on one, which is testosterone. We have other medications, sex therapy. There are medicines like Vyleesi and Addy that are actually FDA approved for women, but we, mm-hmm, use them in an off-label way for men to enhance libido, because biophysically it's the same.
Oh, true.
You know, biochemically it's the same kind of thing that helps increase desire in a man.
You know, our Vyleesi rep told me that she injected her Vyleesi and her husband did too, off-label, and she said they just had sex all night long, like the first time in 10 years that they had that much sex.
Yes, I feel that was an incredible endorsement, and and I'm going to both give that both to you and Michael as a gift later this year. It'll be in the clothing that I give you. So when you hear that little feel that little prick, it'll be probably your husband. So we have medicines that will work beyond testosterone to help give you more desire, and that might help you give you more sexual performance. Don't underestimate the importance of self-esteem in all of this too. I mean, sexual desire and sexual performance increases when you start a moderate exercise regimen. This is no joke. Do it. Take 10 days, mm-hmm, and go walk 2 miles each day at a moderate pace. And then at the end, judge how good your sexual desire is, and it will be higher.
Really?
Get on a diet for 10 days.
This is the challenge?
It will increase your sexual desire. When you feel good about yourself, it naturally increases your sexual desire. Mm. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you feel good about yourself, now I can become a hunter out there and go.
It's like when a woman gets a boob job and she's like, hey,
look at
these.
I was unaware of that.
All the friends I've had in life, when they get a boob job, they're like, look at these are amazing. And then they go have a bunch of sex. So
that's very interesting.
Sorry.
If that really was, they'd be covered by insurance.
That's true. Only man-related things are covered by insurance.
That's right.
Certainly not women.
That should be the argument we give people why they should be covered by insurance, because, you know, it helps everyone.
It helps everyone. You men can get your penis enlarged through insurance, but women have to pay out of pocket for their boobs.
That's right.
Not fair.
There we go. The last part I want to make a mention to for this listener is the issue of normal, quote-unquote normal testosterone levels. The level or range that testosterone is reported at is a range of normals that have nothing to do with whether or not those people were symptomatic or not. What I mean by that is that normal may not be normal for you, and I say that all the time. It's important that we measure your level so we know where you're starting from. But oftentimes, we'll put men on the low end of the normal range on a course of testosterone. I feel like there's very little risk in a short 12-week course, as long as you understand what the potential side effects could be of these medications. And if we monitor it and take care of you and dose you properly, I feel very good that we're going to be safely increasing your testosterone in a way that lets you see if that's the primary problem you're having. Don't take testosterone just to treat a number. If you're not treating a symptom, you're not doing yourself any favors, and you don't have any idea when to get off the medication.
Good point. That's what the low T centers sort of do, right?
Don't go in it just to treat a number, okay? Go in there with a symptom in place.
I'm saying too much today.
You're really going to get in trouble. Thank God nobody listens. So, Donna, how do people get a hold of us?
You can call us during the week anywhere at 512-238-0762. I'll respond to that listener. That's a great idea. We can certainly treat you by telemedicine. Our website's armormenshealth.com, and our email address for these incredible questions that we will answer anonymously and at no charge to you is armormenshealth@gmail.com. And listen to our podcast. They're free.
The Armor Men's Health Hour is brought to you by urology specialists. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.